Okay, v'kabel Moshe lememor dechamuhi v'avad kol di omar. Fine. Pasuk 25. V'yivchar Moshe anshe chayil mikol Yisrael. Moshe selected anshe chayil mikol Yisrael. V'yitin oisam roshim, he put them roshim heads al om sorei alafim, sorei meos, sorei chamishim v'yisrei asorois. So we have over here, Moshe selected anshe, what does it mean anshe chayil? Over here in the English, it says capable individuals. Where do they get that from? And over here it says individuals, anshei chayil. What does it mean exactly, anshei chayil? Not so simple what that means. Mikol Yisrael. What is that? What's the positive time to teach you? If not from Mikol Yisrael, then from where? From the Goyim? What do you mean Mikol Yisrael? What does that mean? He took Mikol Yisrael, if not, where else from? Vayitein oisam, he appointed them Roshim, al ho'om. We have four different categories. Sorei alofim, sorei meois, sorei chamishim, v'sorei asorois. Okay, it's four different categories of roshim that came from Yisrael, and they were anshei chayil, and they were selected by one person. Moshe made all of the appointments by himself. That's pretty heavy. Okay, there's not a democracy. There's not a democracy here. This is Moshe is calling all the shots. Rashi, no Rashi. Targum says, "Uvchah Moshe guvrin dechela." What is it, guvrin dechela? Anshe chayil. How do they translate the word chayil over here? It says, appoint them leaders capable. I don't know where they get that from. Capable men. I don't know where that comes from. Mikol Yisrael. So back to the uncles. Men that are capable. The chayil mikol Yisrael. Amani yosen reishin alama. Rabonei alfin. Rabonei. Movosa, Rabbonei Chamshin, Rabbonei Isor Yosa, all the different groups of people. Let's see, maybe over here, he says over here, something over here in the Sefer as to what is the significance of the meaning of the word Chela. Okay, here it is, Yisro, Shlishi, Pasuk Chafhei. What does it say over here? Pasuk Chafhei, I'm reading here, and it says nothing. No comment. No comment. That's disappointing. He pointed them. No comment. Alright, we go forward. Pasuk Chavav. Vishavtu Esa'am B'chol Eis. Es Hadavar HaKosheh Yivi'un El Moshe. V'chol Hadavar HaKotoin Yishputuhem. Yishputu. That's a funny word. Yishputuhem. They judge. They brought Moshe the Dover Kosheh. Okay, and the Dover Katom, they were judged. The famous Vart on this is that when Yisro said, Kol HaDavar HaGodol, and they didn't do that, but instead they brought, Moshe said, I'll take this, the Dover HaGodol and Dover Katom. And Moshe says, no, Dover HaKosheh, not Dover HaGodol. So what's this, a Jewish, I don't know if the Jewish is true or not, is that Yisro said, if it's a $1 million case, then it goes to Moshe. If it's a $5 case, then it goes to the other judges. Moshe says, you're wrong. You don't judge a case if it's $1 million. If the case is $5, but it's very complicated, then it goes to me. But if the case is very simple, it's no big deal. It's a simple open book, open shut bookcase, then you can go to the lowest judge. You don't need to come to me. Yisro says, but that's not going to make the news. The news wants to hear about $1 million cases. So we want a celebrity judge, Moshe. No, that's not halacha. And halacha, you only bring to the big judges the complicated case, even if it only involves a few dollars. Cases that are multi-million dollars, but it's an affair. Shulchan Aruch, what the halacha is, you don't come to me. You go to the small judge. That's called Dover Katan. What's choshev is not a matter of money. What's a matter of a complexity in halacha. Okay, what does Rashi say? Rashi in this pasuk says, "V'shoftu, v'damin yos amo." Okay, they will judge. They will judge the people. V'shoftu esa'am, v'shoftu v'doynin yos amo. Rashi, for some reason, over here is quoting the Targum. He's quoting the Targum, and it says now the word yivion, which means moisin. They will bring yishputu heim kmo yishputu. He's asking me, why does a yishputu? Why is there a vav after the pay? Kmo yishputu v'chein lo savuri Kmolos Sa'avri. Vitargumo Doinin Inun Kis. Just saying it's a grammatical saying, he's not explaining himself. Megrois Olyonim Him Lushan Sivoy, Lukachm Turgman Vidunun, Yaisun Yidunun, Umigrois Halal Lushan Asiya. Saying over here is that this pasuk over here, this is he's implementing the plan. Previously, when Yisro gave instructions, Yisro was advising what should be done. In this pasuk, it says Moshe implemented Yisro's advice, and that's why it says that the words are a little bit different. Okay, fine. Let's see the targum on this pasuk. V'dainin yosamo b'chol idon, and they judge the people b'chol idon, b'chol eis. Yos piskam, a matter, koshei, maisin levos moshe, b'chol piskam, any matter, ze'er, that is small, doinin inun, they judge, very straightforward. V'yishlach moshe eschoisna v'yelich lo eretzo. He said to the shver, gei gesunte heit. Enough. Go home, leave me alone. Rashi, Vayelech al Arzo
legayer b'nei Mishpacha. You would enjoy this much more if you had a shver.
He went back to his father-in-law. Legayer b'nei Mishpacha. Where did Yisro go? He went legayer b'nei Mishpacha. Rashi cites a Mechilta. Pella, right? Why is he telling us this? Vayelech al Arzo. He went legayer b'nei Mishpacha. What does the Targum say? Okay, straightforward. Now we go to the parsha, the laning, the kriyas haTorah of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Okay, Matan Torah, b'chodesh hashlishi, litzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, b'yom hazeh, bohu midbar Sinai. They came to the midbar. It doesn't say they came to Har Sinai. It says they came to the desert of Sinai. Okay, so what does Rashi in this pasuk say? B'yarcha, let's see Rashi, right? First, Rashi. B'yom hazeh, on this day, b'roish chodesh. They arrived on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is really 2.5 months, because they left Egypt on the 15th day of Nisan, and you have 15 days left in Nisan, and then you have Iyar, the whole Chodesh Iyar, and now it's a month and a half. It's a month and a half. It's 50 days, so it's only a month and a half. And now it's Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So it's, how many days exactly would this be? This would be 30, 45, plus another 50. Wait, I'm making a mistake here. I mean, how could that be? 29, they left Egypt on the 15th day. And they counted Sivan the next day. All right, it's 14 days. They left on the 15th day. Okay, so let's assume how many days are there in Nisan? There are, let's say, 29 days. So that's going to make it 15 days. From day 15 until Rosh Chodesh Iyar is 15 days. And then you have a whole month, so that's 45 days. And now we have another 51 days until the 6th of Sivan. I thought it was only 15 days, but we'll see. On that day, what does it say? Bayom hazeh, my bayom hazeh, drasha. Rashi says sheyiyu divrei soyr chadoshim olecha kiilu hayom nisanam. A drasha. The pasuk shows that bayom ahu, the word hazeh, is come to teach you that Torah should be chaviv to you as if it was given to you every single day. Torah should be chaviv to you. Okay, Targum. What does the Targum say? B'yarcha t'lisa'a on the third month, l'mipak, from the Jewish people going out, b'nei shol me'aru de Mitzrayim, b'yom ha'den, on this day, asoy, they arrived, l'madberod de Sinai, on that day they arrived on Har Sinai. Straightforward. Pasuk base. V'yisu me'refidim, they travel from Refidim, v'yavo midbar Sinai. And what is that? Now this is a repetition. Because Merafidim was part of the desert. That was before. It's telling you, we're really going backwards in time. They travel from the place called Merafidim. Vayavo, they arrived, Midbar Sinai. Vayachmel, they dwell by Midbar. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hohar. They travel in the desert, and they encamp there opposite the mountain. Now these two psukim over here, Pasuk 1 and 2, they're a little bit contradictory. Let's see what it says in Rashi over here. Vayisu, Merafidim. My Talmud and Rashi is coming to ask the question, what is Pasuk 2 teaching us that it did not say in Pasuk 1? In Pasuk 1 it says, Bachodesh HaShlishi, in the third month, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Nisan, there were 15 days. Iyar, it's a full month. And Sivan is the first day. Bayoyim HaZeh, Bahu, they came to Midbar Sinai. Now it says, Vayisu, they travel going back in time. Merifidim, that was one of the places they traveled in the desert when they left Egypt. And they arrived in Midbar Sinai. And they encamped in the Midbar. Vayichan Sham Yishol Neged Ahar. So what is exactly? Here this Midbar Sinai. Here it says they encamped. We learn about a mountain. Neged Ahar. And here we learn about what happened when they traveled from Merifidim. What's going on? So Rashi addressed this question. Vayisu Merifidim, my Talmud Levelachsel Lefarish Mecha Nasu. It says back in Parashas Peshalach, after they crossed the Yam, they dwelt in Refidim. And that's where they asked for Mayim, they got the Be'er and the Mon. So what's this telling us now? They did teshuvah. What was the teshuvah? The teshuvah was they rebelled against Hashem. They said to Hashem, "Nafshenu kotza b'chalechem hakalekel hazeh." Our neshama is we don't like the man. No. That's parasha. They complained. Zocharnu. They complained that they have nothing to eat. There was no mayim. And they wanted meat. They got the slav. They complained. There was a lot of complaining going on. So over here it says, there back in Parashas Peshalach, they did teshuva. And when they did teshuva, when they came to Har Sinai, well, let's nachmol the Rashi. Ma'atam lomba lechza lomba mecha nasu, lekvar kosev shemfidim ho yuchaynim, biyidu ha-shem sham nasu, elu l'hakesh nisiyosam merfidim, How do you know that? How do you know when they came to Midbar Sinai they was just tshuva? I don't know. I gotta go look up in the Mefarshim. I don't know. Avso to Nisiyasim, when they traveled, they refidim. When they left refidim, it was also b'shuva. They did tshuva after they rebelled against Hashem with the mon and the slav. Okay, that needs a little more hesber. Vayichan sham Yisrael ki ish echad. It says here vayichan b'loshim yochid ki ish echad b'leiv echad. All of the other journeys were with complaints and fighting. They encamped Neged Ahar. What does it mean Neged? L'mizrochoy, the east. On the east side of the mountain, it means facing, it means the ponim l'mizroch, on the east side. Rashi is telling you a rule. Wherever it says the word neged automatically means the east. All right, so we have over here, Rashi has presented over here a few important yesodos. The entire Pasuk Beis is teaching you teshuvah. Why do we need to know that? I don't know. And how do we know they did teshuvah when they came to Har Sinai? I don't know. When they came to Har Sinai, it was b'teshuvah. So too, when they left Refidim, it was b'teshuvah. That needs much more explanation, which I do not know. Vayichan is b'loshen yochid, ki ishech b'leiv echad. Neged always means the east. Okay, now, let's see what it says in the Targum. What does the Targum say on this pasuk? Unitalu, they traveled. Merifidim ba'asal l'midbara d'sinai. Usheroi, and they dwelt b'midbara. They dwelt in the midbar. Ushera samon. They dwelt there, Yisrael lekavel, to opposite the mountain. Okay, very bland. I don't see over here any. They may give a quick peek over here. Pasuk Beis in the Ma'at. Sorry, and he doesn't say anything over here. Okay, no comment for Pasuk Dalet. Next, Pasuk 3. Moshe olo el ho elokim. Moshe comes there to Sinai, the mountain, and Moshe ascends. Vayikra elav Hashem min ahar lemar koi soymar lebeis yakoi v'sageid levnei Yisrael. Moshe says to Hashem, Hashem calls out to Moshe from the mountain, saying, so shall you say to Beis Yaakov, v'sageid levnei Yisrael. We have Yaakov and Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, Umoisha Allah bayom hasheni. V'chol aliyosa v'hashkama hayu shnema v'yashke Moshe. Two principles. Moshe went up to Sinai on the second day of Sivan. Number two, whenever it says Moshe ascended early in the morning, Koy Soymar, so shall you say to the Jewish people, Beloshoin Hazeh v'chaseder Hazeh. Now Rashi over here is telling us, I want you to speak to the Klal Yisrael, this is a Seder. What is a Seder? What's the purpose of the Seder? I do not know. And in a very specific language. In other words, don't summarize what I say, say them exactly what I tell you. So you shall say to Beis Yaakov, who is Beis Yaakov? This is the reason, this Rashi is the reason why all of the Jewish girls, all of the Jewish schools in the world for girls are called Beis Yaakov. This is the Makar why every Jewish school for women is called the Beis Yaakov, Elu Hanoshim. Toymar Lohem B'Lashoyin Raka. Speak to them gently. V'sageid Levnei Yisrael. Sageid comes from Gidin. Gidin V'atzamos. Sinews, which are hard. To the men you speak with force. Speak to them sharply. Anoshin V'diktukim Poresh Lazachodim. Devarim HaKoshin Kigin. Tell them all the punishments. Okay, this is one of the big problems in our generation. Today we speak to the boys like girls. Today in all the schools, this is unconditional love and everything is so nice and pleasant and everyone goes on midwinter vacation to Florida, to Eretz Yisrael, and they go on skiing trips and there's no exams and you have to be very gentle and very kind. It's a real shame because the truth is boys can handle quite a bit. If you put some pressure on them, they'll produce very incredible results. They'll become disciplined and they'll grow up to be very great people. And it's a real shame today is that totally underestimate the koyach of the boys. And today we treat all the, today they should call all the boys' schools, they should call all the boys' schools Beis Yaakov. Because B'loshen Rakov. Today, that's the Derech of Chinuch. The Rebbe has to be the boy's best friend. Go to a baseball game, and you have to give them, you have to go to Shabbaton, skiing, and midwinter vacation, and do this and do that. It's not the right, it's not the way it used to be. It used to be, it was very tough. It was very demanding. Very, very high standards, very great expectations, and unfortunately, it says the Farish and Rashi, when it comes to this over here, chinuch, girls, you talk raka, boys, you talk sagei kosher. Okay, fine, none of my business, don't open my mouth. So we have over here, we learn over here, a couple of things over here in this one pasuk. Okay, Moshe Allah is bahashkama, Moshe Allah is on day two. We learned, it says, koi soymar, in this language and in this Seder. Two different principles. Beis Yaakov are the girls. To them, it's Soymar B'loshen Raka. Lebnei Yisrael, the men. And then you say Sageid, Kosher Kegidin, tell them about the punishments. Tell them what's going to happen to them if they don't ship up. Shape up. If they don't shape up, they're going to ship out. What does the Targum in this pasuk say? Tell Unkelis, Untalu Merifidim, we this is the wrong pasuk, where we over here, Moshe Allah, Umoisha Selek, Kodam Hashem. Now, what does it mean, Selek? Over here, we have over here something very interesting. The word Selek means to depart. Allah means to ascend. Why is he translating this word Selek? It's not what you would expect. Rashi, go back to Rashi again, Moshe Allah, Bayom Shein, Yivchol Aliyos Vashkama. Well, he says early in the morning. Targum has a different focus. Umoshe Selek. If I'm not mistaken, it means to depart. Moshe, over here it says, to went up. It's not correct. Salik means salikala mesechta. When you make a siman a mesechta, it's this salika. Salika means to take leave from. It's to leave. See, interesting hakira. When Moshe went up to Shemayim, was Moshe going up or was Moshe leaving? Was Moshe leaving? Moshe Allah. He left the Jewish people. He departed. Goodbye. And where did he go? He went Elohim. It was a departure. That's what Targum says. Okay, this is an interesting thing. I never knew this. Moshe Salik. Kadam Elohim. This is the Targum. Will always say the word Kadam. Ukral Lei Hashem into it from the mountain. Lemeimar to say Kindan. Like this. Kozeh. Kindan means exact. Kosomar. This is very similar. Kindan means Kosomar. Kindan. With the word ko. Now that's interesting because what does that word really mean? Kindan? This. This is what you shall say. Ko. This. You have to take a little word. Over here there's nothing, there's no commentary on this pasuk in the pasuk Dalet. Okay, it doesn't have anything over here in pasuk Dalet, fine. Okay. Tamar, you shall say Lebes Yaakov v'usechave, you shall speak Levnei Yisrael. Alright. Next pasuk. Pasuk Dalet. Atem re'isem, you have seen Asher Ositzi l'mitzroyim Vo eso eschem al kanfei nishorim Vo vi eschem eloi. You have seen what I have done to the Egyptians. I have carried you upon the wings of nishorim. What is a nesher? Over here it says an eagle. A nesher is not an eagle. A nesher is some creature, we don't know what it is. It's probably more, if you want to find a real creature, it's more of a vulture. A vulture and an eagle are completely different animal birds. It's a whole different min, a vulture. And some really want to say that the word nesher is not really, it's a more of a mystical type of creature. It's a creature that we're not familiar with. We cannot identify what this creature is. I carried you upon the wings of nesharim, v'avi eschem eloi, and I have brought you to me. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to me. Rashi says, Atem Risem, Loi Masoresi Biyetchen. Now this is a very basic principle. So you learn Rashi, you learn all of the basic Yesodis of Judaism. And one of the principles of Judaism is that it's not a religion based upon faith. This is a very powerful thing. Loi Masoresi Biyetchen. This Rashi is mamish, the core, the underpin of Judaism, as it differs from every other religion in the world. Every other religion in the world was invented by a couple of people, and they somehow managed to fool everyone to follow them until it became a movement unto itself. They make outrageous claims that God appeared to them, or this happened, that happened, and no one knows nothing, and they just say what they want to say, and somehow people believe it. By Klal Yisrael, no one sold you the Brooklyn Bridge. Every single one of you was in Egypt. Every single one of you saw with your own eyes what happened. And therefore, we have a tradition. Our parents did not lie to us, and our parents' parents did not lie to our parents, and our great-grandparents did not lie to our grandparents, and our great-great-grandparents did not lie to our great-grandparents, and so on and so forth. And there are, I think, 123 generations going back from where we are today. 123 people going back from where we are today. We're going back to the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Proximally, 25 years, proximally, is a new generation. And therefore, Atem Re'isem, we have faith. It is a religion. These are words that you have to mamash memorize. Loi masores hi bietchem. This is not a tradition. Loi vidvarim ani meshagir lochem. I did not send you words. Loi ve'edim ani meir aleichem. I did not testify. The witnesses did not come and testify in front of you what they saw. Elo atem re'isem. Every single person here. has witnessed with their own eyes Asher Sisi Limitzrayim Al Kama Averus Hoyu Chayavim Likoidim Shin Nizdav Gulochem Vloy Nifrati Mehem Ela Al Yethem. Okay, this is very, these words of Rashi are loaded to the hilt. Rashi over here says that the Egyptians have been guilty of committing crimes, danaveros, and they were worthy of being obliterated off the face of the earth long before the Jewish people arrived in Egypt. However, I only destroyed them because of Klal Yisrael. Because when they started up with you, that's when I forget. You can read a lot of interesting ideas into this Rashi. It's not a tradition. I'm not sending you words. I didn't speak to you, you didn't get a letter from me. I don't have witnesses coming to testify that I'm your God. Ella atem reisem. You yourself with your own eyes saw Asher Sisi Limitzrayim. Al kama averus hayuchad likoidem shenizdav gulachem. They've been guilty of many sins before they met up with you. Vlo nifrati mehem. I only punished them. Ella al yedchem because of what they did to you. Okay, there's a lot here in that Rashi. Next, for SS, I carried you. Zeh hayoyim shabo yishol Ramses. On this day, when you came to Ramses, shahoy yishol mifuzodim b'chol eretz goyshen. The uncle is here again. One thing over here is that where is Ramses? Ramses, before we spoke about Rephidim, Rephidim was in the desert, was outside of Egypt. But now we're focusing on Ramses. Ramses is a city in Egypt. It's a city in Egypt. And when it came time to go, everyone, the staging place, the staging location from where you would all depart together was in Ramses. Like when you go get the bus station, the place where everyone should go to gather together to get ready to leave Egypt was in Ramses. Jews lived all over the country. How did everyone get to Ramses swiftly? In the morning of the 15th, how did they all get to Ramses? So Rashi says, Zayim Shabo Yishol Ramses, on this day, Shabo Yishol Mifuzarim B'chol Eretz Goshen, U'lesho Ka'ala, Kishabo Lisa V'lotzes, Nisu Kolom L'Ramses. So Rashi over here learns that the Kanfei Nisharim, the Kanfei Nisharim was used to gather the Jews to Ramses. The Kanfei Nisharim were not used to take them from Egypt to Har Sinai. There were no Kanfei Nisharim taking them from Egypt to Har Sinai. According to Rashi, the Kanfei Nisharim were used to bring them from wherever they lived in Egypt to Ramses, and from Ramses they walked with their own feet to leave Egypt. Then he quotes Unglis, Vo'esek moi vo'asi eschem, Now, what does he mean by that? Let's see what it says in the Targum. Targum here says, "Atun chazitun di avodis l'mitzrayim, what I did to the Egyptians. Unitolis, I took you, or va'atlis yoschoin kida'al like gadfei the wings of Nishrin, v'korevis yoschoin." Now, here he adds in a very powerful word. Lefol choni to my service. There's a machlokes here between Rashi. There are many machlokes in here, but let's focus on one at a time. The word lefol choni means my service, to serve Hashem. In English, how do they translate it? To my worship. To my worship. And when he's saying over here, Rashi didn't say that. Rashi says, Vo'esa eschem, zayim shabol lishol yamzis, shol yishol, according to Ramses, Rashi says the word Eloi is Ramses. I brought you Eloi to me. Where am I? Where is Hashem? Where is the Shekhinah resting? The Shekhinah is resting in Ramses. I brought you Eloi to Ramses. Targum disagrees. Targum says Eloi means I brought you to my service to serve me, and I brought you to serve me on the wings of Nisharim. What does all that mean? So let me go over here, read to you what it says over here. What's going on? There's a lot going on over here. Okay, there's a lot of good stuff over here. Let's see. Let me go read the rabbi. Let's do the first of this part. So first of all, you have to remember that the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Yitzias Hasam of Mitzrayim to Avdunis Elokim al Harazeh. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to come to Har Sinai. Okay. Ta'avdun. So according to Unkelus, what is Unkelus right away saying? He's saying a pelodic thing. The Kanfei Nisharim, the Eloi is Hashem's service. Where did the Jews serve Hashem? The ultimate location of service is Har Sinai. How do you know that? Because when Moshe said to Hashem, what's the purpose of taking them out of Egypt? So Hashem says to Moshe, the Tavdun es Hoelokim al Hohor Hazeh. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to come to Har Sinai and to avdun es Elokim, to serve Hashem. When I take the Jews out of Egypt, they will serve Elokim al on this mountain. The burning bush, you have to go back, there's a lot of history over here. All of the pieces come together according to the Targum. Where did Moshe see, where was the burning bush? Asne boyer bo'esh, vehasne einenu ukol. Where was the burning bush? The burning bush was on Har Sinai. Vehasne einenu ukol. Now that statement, by the way, I don't know if you know, I didn't know this, is a conservative line. The conservative Jews, they have embraced the term, the pasuk, vehasne einenu ukol. So and they used to, you know, they put that on all the, on the Sifrei Torah. When they make a paroichas, you won't even know if the Sifrei Torah is a conservative shul, but it says in the Sifrei Torah, if you hasne einenu ukol, it usually means that this is a conservative shul. The conservative Jews, I don't know why, but they embraced that pasuk and it became part of their slogan, part of their brand. The brand of Judaism, they like Lamashal, the Magen David. Today, when you see Magen David, what does it mean, the Magen David? It means Zionism, Tzioni. Before the Tzionim, what was the Magen David? Nothing. It was a sign you're a Jew. It was a power of a sign, many a Jew. All the Hasidim had a Magen David. All the shuls had a Magen David. The graves were all marked with a Magen David. Right, that's how it was. It was a sign of being a Jew. When Eretz Yisrael came into being, so Bashkocha Pratis, they embraced the Magen David on the flag. Very beautiful thing, very chashuv thing. If you ever go, I once did a research on the flag. Amazing, amazing history about the Israeli flag. When the State of Israel came into being, they put out a call for ideas, a call, and they asked for suggestions. And people from all over the world sent in ideas, what should be the official flag for the State of Israel. And they have actually an exhibit, you can see them online. They have like I don't know, a lot, like 100 different things that were taken into consideration. I don't know who got involved, who made the decision, but ultimately they made the decision to use the Magen David. So once the Magen David became the sign of the State of Israel, so as all things go in this world, so the people that are not, the other groups of Jews who don't exactly embrace the State of Israel, it became treif. So, you go to Chassidus Shtiblach, you're not going to see, in the new places, you're not going to see the Magen David anymore. The Magen David now became, I'm a Zionist. Okay, good. What's so terrible? But you're not going to see it anymore, the Magen David, because of Zion. whatever. Zelda Zach, what conservative Judaism? Conservative Judaism embraced the pasuk V'yasne einenu uko. So when you see that pasuk hanging somewhere, it usually means that this is a conservative shul. Putting that aside, when Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw the burning bush, and he saw V'yasne einenu uko, where was the burning bush? The burning bush was on Har Sinai. The sheep, he was pasturing the sheep in Midian, and he went to Har Sinai with the sheep, the asneh, and that's where he saw the burning bush. So Moshe then, for 7 days, Hashem was arguing with him, Moshe, are you going to go back? Are you going to serve? And then Moshe, what's the purpose? What zuchus do the Jews have? So Hashem says, Biotziacha esha'om emitzrayim ta'avdun esho elokim. They're going to serve Elohim al Hohor Hazeh, on this mountain where you stand right now with the burning bush. Avoda. The Targum says over here, Vo Esa Eschem al Kanfe Nesharim, Vo Avi Eschem Eloi, Le Polcha Nohi. The word Polcha Nohi is the translation of the word Avoda. And thus, the Kanfei Nesharim, according to Ovid, took them from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai. To Har Sinai, because Har Sinai is Polcho Nohi. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says, Eloi is not, doesn't translate Eloi as Polcho Nohi, my service. Rather means to me. And Rashi says it brought them to Ramses as a staging area to depart Egypt. So we have achieved our objective in the Shir tonight. Once again, Baruch Hashem, where we have created a major machloikis between Rashi and Unkelis as to the simple translation in the pasuk. What was the purpose of the Kanfei Nesharim? Did the Kanfei Nesharim bring them to Har Sinai? Or did the Kanfei Nesharim bring them to Ramses? And from Ramses, they walked all along all of these different steps. All right. We'll Mirtz Hashem continue tomorrow. There's more to this. We'll do the submission tomorrow. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Good night. Good night, Rabbi Leizer. Thank you for coming. Thank you very much.
Good night. Good night, Rabbi Levine. Thank you.